The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Pollen grains from genetically different trees of the same species appear to be able to sabotage each other's race to a mate in a classic male versus male competition. Plant pollen may be basically microscopic dust, but as far as evolutionary biology goes, it can be as male as any swaggering macho man. This evolutionary force, called sexual selection, is not the familiar survival of the fittest, but rather sort of the survival of the sexiest. For no matter how vulnerable a feather display or an antler rack may make its bearer, the features can count as an evolutionary advantage if they boost the organism's number of offspring. Biologists have plenty of examples of such sexy evolution among animals. Finding examples among plants has been a trickier business, though. What's a loud, visible, chair-smashing fight between animals could in plants be a silent molecular conflict of pollen grains, a seepage of compounds, or the activation of genes. Evolutionary biologists want to know whether individual plants can exercise some choice among possible mates and how those mates vie among themselves.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.